and welcome in the senior producer from NFL Films, Greg Cosell. Greg, thanks for doing it. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is the post-combine season. The free agency period is about to start a week or so away, and then all the pro days. This is a fun time of year, right? Looking forward to the draft and free agency for you.
Well, I do more with the draft. The free agents, they just kind of play out, and then I see where guys sign. But, no, I'm sort of getting into all the draft stuff now, and I really enjoy that. I really enjoy trying to project and transition guys to the league. That's the good thing for me, guys, is, you know, I don't get fired if I'm wrong. So I just I just love the process and have a good time with it.
And, Greg, tell people where you're at. I know you're at the Combine and you're talking to people there, but in terms of really getting into the film study, where are you? How far through your process, and how long does that take you?
Oh, it takes forever, really. But I've done, I don't know how many guys I've done at this point, and I've just done some on each of the guys. I've probably done 50, maybe 55, but some. I'll do more on all the guys I've done, plus way more than that. By the time I'm done, because don't forget, it's late February, the draft is over 2 months away. When all said and done, I'll probably get through 300, 350 guys.
And your early thoughts, you know, the consensus of the combine, probably not as deep a draft as last year. Do you agree? And just overall, before we talk some specifics, what are your overall thoughts on the class?
It's sort of hard for me to say. I mean, I know a lot of people are saying it's a good class for pass rushers. I've seen some of them. You know, we all know, although Jacksonville certainly isn't looking at this position, it's not a very good quarterback class. But I guess that the position is pass rusher that most people are talking about, which would be a position of need for Jacksonville.
Greg Cosell is with us. Let's talk pass rushers then. Of the guys that you've seen, who stands out so far?
I would say two guys that I've looked at, and again, these are just, you know, I've seen two games of each guy, so it's not as if I've seen, you know, 7-8 games, but I really like Randy Gregory from Nebraska, and I really like Dante Fowler from Florida. Fowler, to me, might be a more intriguing player. I think that when I watched him, I saw sort of elements of maybe a Clay Matthews down the road, a Justin Houston down the road, that kind of player. He's about 6'3", 260. He's really athletic. I'm not a 40-time guy, but he did run, I believe, a 4.6. And for a guy 6'3", 260, to move that way, it was impressive seeing him do it at the combine.
Does Gregory's size scare you at all? That was sort of the buzz at the combine. Does that bother you?
You mean that he weigh about 235?
Yeah.
Yeah, and again, he's six. He's built like a basketball player, and I think that's always a concern for some people. Does it scare me? I don't know if scared the right word. I mean, it's just something you have to factor in. I mean, he's certainly a long, athletic kid who has very good balance and flexibility. He's quick twitch. He's explosive. I think he'll need to get stronger. You would think he has the body type to gain weight, but he obviously lost weight, so that's why you would have to do your due diligence on that. But for instance, as a football player, for a skill set as far as rushing the quarterback, he's got that. Now, because he's very, very flexible, he's a very loose-hipped kid, so you like all that. You have to decide, ultimately, you know, can he be, and everybody talks about this position in Gus Bradley's defense, can he be the Leo, sort of the Chris Clemens, the sort of combination stand-up rusher, also put his hand on the ground, can he be that guy?
And just one final specific before we move on, Leonard Williams, he's the guy that everybody's talking about at the top. You would think, with people projecting him as maybe the best player in the draft, that he's special on a level that maybe transcends just 1 year, like a once-in-a-generational type potential guy. Where do you see him?
Well, and I'm in the minority, guys. I've watched 4 games, okay? I don't see any of that. So I'm in the minority. I think he's a nice player. I don't think he's special at this point. He's not a true quick-twitch guy. And this is my evaluation of the tape. I'm sure people listening, there'll be people who probably totally disagree with me. This is what I've seen watching four games. One thing I've learned over the years is I trust my eyes. No one's right all the time, but this is what I see. I think that he's got a tendency to play high. There were too many times I thought he gave the offensive lineman his chest, which negates almost everything. I don't think he's a natural pass rusher at this point. I didn't think he played really well in space. I think you saw a flash player who made the occasional impressive play. That's what I saw. Now, he's a young kid. So now the question becomes, and this is always the hardest thing about doing this, is what do you think he is in 2 or 3 years? That's what you have to decide. But as far as what he is right now, he's not, let's say, a three technique. I don't see, when you think of that, you think of a Gerald McCoy coming out of Oklahoma. You think of a Sheldon Richardson coming out of Missouri. He's not that guy right now.
Greg Cosell is with us, NFL Films senior producer on Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank. This is a social show, Greg, so we're going to go to social media now. And we know we've watched a lot of film on Blake Bortles, especially last season, rookie year. There was an article on Yahoo a couple of weeks back where you went back and looked at all the rookie quarterbacks and kind of compared those guys. But the question is, from at Kyle Turr, outside of the offensive line, what position do the Jags need to improve the most to help Blake Bortles next year? Or is it more on Bortles, or is it the positions around him, or both moving forward?
Well, it's always both. I mean, Bortles, he clearly needs to improve in many areas, which I think was expected. I don't think that's news. They really didn't want him to play as much as he did, and he did. I think he lost some of his fundamentals, some of his mechanics. I think he needs to go back and work on that. But I think ultimately they're going to need to run the ball. And I think last year didn't work out the way they wanted it to. Probably their most talented back is Storm Johnson. I don't know if they're going to go into the season with the same group of backs that they had last year, or if that's a position they're going to look at. It's become very easy to say over the last number of years that the running back position is marginalized and anybody can play running back. I'm not sure I'm a believer in that point of view. I think if you really want to run the ball as the offensive foundation, then you need a good back. And I'm not suggesting that they take a back at three, or I'm not suggesting any of that. But I think if you truly want your offense to start with the run game, then you need a good back.
You mentioned Bortles a second ago, and I think that's what people are fascinated by here. He's a quarterback, obviously. Talk about him a little more, if you will, and just sort of what you saw and what you think he can develop into.
Well, again, I think he's a big athletic kid who throws it pretty well, but I think that his mechanics have to stay consistent and stable, and I think when they don't, then he doesn't throw it quite as well. But he made last year, there were a number of throws that were clearly big-time throws where you say, wow, those are NFL throws, and you really like to see that. He's got some movement to him. I mean, certainly as an element of your offense, you can do read option principles and concepts here and there, which do stress defenses. But when all said and done, this league is still about throwing the ball from the pocket, and I think ultimately that's where his improvement needs to come. I'm sure that Jacksonville feels very good about their young receiving class, and I think that's they'll work with those guys and get better and better with another offseason.
How tough is the fundamental part of it, Gray? I mean, that's a huge topic here, and fans are always wondering about it, and it's hard for people to get a grasp on how difficult that is. Is that an area where you have seen guys make the improvements that you're talking about with Blake?
Well, it's hard because guys have been throwing a ball a certain way since they're a very young age, and yeah, quarterback's a position I've really studied hard over the years, talked to an awful lot of people, and there's obviously not necessarily a consensus on anything, but I've come to believe that I don't think you can change the way a guy actually throws it. So when he starts his delivery, when his arm starts to come back, what happens after that, I don't think you can change that. You can change footwork or tweak footwork. You can tweak certain things. But I think that the way a guy actually throws a football, you really can't change that.
Hey, Greg, obviously some offensive coaching changes around here, too. That's not an ideal situation for a quarterback going into year two. But are there some success stories you can fall back on of guys that have overcome that and performed well maybe the next year or the year after?
Well, JP, I don't think that's a huge deal right now because it's not like he's played in one system for 8 years and then all of a sudden you're changing everything.
Sure.
I mean, look, you would have liked stability. Everybody would prefer that. But I think after just 1 year in a system now changing, I don't think that's a killer deal right now. You know, the only issue, and this is obviously a function of the CBA, is I don't know what is allowed between now and, I guess, April when they're truly allowed to coach them, you know, really coach them. So I don't know what's allowed. I don't study that. So, you know, I'm sure he has access to the new offense and the concepts and the principles. He just can't be coached by the new coordinator, you know. So that's the way it works.
Yeah, he may not even have that much, unfortunately. So that's
I don't know. You guys may know that better than I do.
The nature of the CBA. You know, and I think we'd be remiss if we didn't ask you about the thing everybody's talking about with the draft, Winston and Mariota. How do you see those guys? And I guess most pertinently, are you a guy who believes that Mariota can translate to the NFL?
Well, you know, again, I think it's fascinating to me, the whole concept of the transition, because you know, with Mariota, and I've done this for a long time, so you don't try to be negative, but you look at what you see on film and what you don't see on film, and what Mariota's used to, and I've seen three games, and I'll watch quarterbacks, I always watch way more, but what Mariota is used to is a precisely timed pass game where the ball comes out quickly to schemed open receivers. That's what he's used to. And what you don't see on film, and again, I've done this too long to say he can't do this, but what you don't see on film are anticipation throws, throws where there are people around him, tight window throws. You don't see those things on film because that offense is such an amazing college offense for many reasons which are not important right now, but it's an amazing college offense. Winston, on the other hand, you do see anticipation throws. That does stand out. He's a guy who's run a what would be considered a pro passing game, understanding three-step, five-step, seven-step drop principles, how his drop relates to the route concepts. He understands all that. That's built into the way he intuitively plays the game. Now, I think he's going to have to speed up some things. I think he's a little deliberate in everything he does. But as far as understanding concepts, Winston is far advanced.
Greg Cosell, senior producer, NFL Films with us. Always a pleasure. We appreciate your time today.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Well done.
Greg, fantastic.
Greg,
thank you.
Greg Cosell joining us on Jaguars.com Live, presented by EverBank. Season tickets, get more in 2015. Become a Jag season ticket member and get access to amazing benefits 365 days a year. The stadium experience at EverBank, recently voted number one by the fans in the league. Great seating options available for any budget. Visit Jaguars.com/tickets. Or call 633-2000 today.